and that weather only adding to problems the travel industry is facing right now. Flight cancellations have skyrocketed since Christmas Eve, and today they hit a new peak. News Nation's Michael Shore is live in LA tonight with the tale of some very frustrated passengers trying to make it home. Michael.
Indeed, Ruta Bay, and Happy New Year to you, but not so much for those passengers who are now a day ahead of what is the busiest travel day of the holiday season, already having the problems. Problems also because of what Gary said, but because of what you said too, Ruta Bay. These flight schedules that were extended in advance of the holidays now being pared back because of Omicron, also being pared back because of the fact that a lot of these passengers who had rebooked and canceled flights last year, the year before, even in the middle of the end of 2019, are using a lot of those extended credits now to try and book. It's causing havoc in the air.
I don't want to fly right now.
New year, same frustrations. More travelers are facing delays and cancellations as they try to get back home from the holidays.
Boarded the flight on time, so that was great, and then sat for like an hour, and then they decided we needed to deplane, and then the flight was totally canceled.
Airlines canceled more than 2,400 U.S. flights Saturday. That's the highest single-day total since just before Christmas. Today's cancellations bring the total since Christmas Eve to more than 13,000, according to tracking service FlightAware.
I find out about 8 o'clock at night, my flight is canceled, my flight, and I have to reschedule a new flight, and the things I want to do tomorrow morning, I couldn't do it.
Airlines are blaming wintry weather and high numbers of sick outs due to the rising number of COVID-19 infections around the country. Chicago-based United Airlines says it had to scrap flights because of the spike in Omicron cases. Southwest says winter weather is forcing it to suspend operations at airports in Chicago. More than 40% of flights at O'Hare were canceled today. And Delta Airlines projects 200 to 300 daily cancellations this weekend due to dangerous weather conditions and the COVID surge. The FAA warning of more cancellations over the next few days. This latest travel hiccup comes after widespread cancellations that lasted more than a week around the Christmas holiday.
And Ruta Bay, it doesn't necessarily seem to be getting better. It won't probably settle for days. Tomorrow, as I mentioned, is the busiest travel day of the holiday season. Certainly, people stagger their departures and arrivals, but everybody seems to save it for the very last minute. And that's the Sunday before people go back to school and people go back to work. Ruta Bay.